greater glory. In John 13, verse 7, we read, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." And in Revelation 3:12 we read, "Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God." You only have a partial view of God's dealings with you today. You see through a glass darkly, only perceiving dim, shadowy silhouettes. You stand in the centre of His incomplete, partially developed plan for your life. And you sometimes kick against the pricks of correction, which are sent in love to you. And you oft-times resist the chosen tool He appointed to refine and perfect you. You are to be fashioned into a fair and sturdy pillar in the temple of eternity. But first, you are selected, felled, hewn, shaped, fashioned and whittled, sculptured from a mighty, gnarled cedar. A tall cedar tree grown in the windswept plains of Lebanon. A noble cedar, the pride of the timberland. A regal cedar that rested with the north wind blasts. Resplendent to the eye in its summer foliage. Magnificent to behold in its flush of grandeur. Birds nestled in the branches. Weary pilgrims sheltered beneath its spreading boughs. Wandering creatures discovered safety under the shadows of its branches. You are that majestic cedar. You are that tree of mighty proportions. You are the one that stands so tall and proud against life's horizon, doomed to succumb to the cutting flint of the great woodman's sharp axe, gnashed and gnarled and stripped of branch and limb and bark. Oh, a passioned cry rises against the felling of this mighty tree, a cry that joined the prophet's great lament. Howl, fir tree, for the mighty cedar has fallen. Howl, ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintages come down. Oh, but wait and watch, and follow the ensuing journey of this humiliated tree, dragged down the mountain over rough ground, covered in reluctant pain and shame and confusion, strapped to Hiram's little launch, manhandled to the gate of God's own temple. The humbled tree, the former crown of Lebanon, now set up a glorious beam, a perfect polished pillar, resplendent in the court of the King of Kings, a mighty pillar in the temple of my God. And the glory of the latter house was greater than the glory of the former. Is your soul being stripped through God's sharp axe of trials and correction? You are being fashioned into a fair and sturdy pillar. Pillar in the temple of eternity. You are being felled, hewn, stripped, shaped, fashioned, whittled. Sculpted into a chosen vessel of God for His use and for His glory. Don't kick against the pricks of correction sent in love to you. Don't resist the chosen tools He has appointed to refine and perfect you. You are chosen to become an everlasting pillar in His heavenly Jerusalem. You are selected to become a witness to the Lord. Established like the pillar Jachin, with strength like the pillar Boaz, appointed to be a heavenly representative, a witness of his grace to the principalities and powers in heavenly spheres, established by his strength in his temple forever. But first you must submit to his chastening hand, and then you will come forth as pure gold. You can read about Hiram and the cedars of Lebanon in 1 Kings 5, verse 10. You can read about the pillars, Jachin and Boaz, in Solomon's temple in 1 Kings 7, 21. And you can read about the pillars in the temple of God in Revelation 3, verse 12.